Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's take a look at these headlines. I'll take a look at things that are trending on the internet, and I'll read off the headlines, and Hannah will either tell me, I need more information, or she'll say, keep it moving, keep scrolling through. That's how keep it moving works. And we put 2 minutes on the clock, and we'll just start reading. You can now pay an Uber driver to get your Halloween costume.
I mean, I'm not surprised at all. Keep it moving.
All right. Do you and your partner have different tastes in foods? Just wait.
Wait for what?
You eventually won't. If you're a newlywed and loves like spicy food and your new spouse is like likes bland food, they say the longer you're married, you start having the same taste in food.
Someone's got to give in.
Yeah. You get new taste buds like on a regular basis. Like all your taste buds just get replaced. Mm. And then all of a sudden you start eating the same things just to keep each other happy. And you all of a sudden have the same taste in foods.
What's in the house?
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you see mold on bread... Do this.
Eat it.
No. Food and Wine Magazine is a very, very PSA public service announcement for you people.
Amy and I believe in eating moldy food.
Yeah, yep. Well, Food and Wine, the experts, said you throw the whole loaf away.
Really?
Yes. You cannot eat moldy bread.
You can't
bread.
Just cut it out.
No.
Oh,
they
wow.
said that sometimes people think that you can just cut around it and then just eat the rest of the mold. You can do that with certain cheeses and certain other foods, but with the bread, if it's moldy at any place, you throw the entire loaf out, guys.
Brett okay. would have told experts. This story.
Wow. Food and Wine have come to your
well,
guys'
I'm
rescue.
I'm an expert because I've done it, and I'm not changing.
Exactly. Sounds pretentious to me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When you guys die.
You know how much, you know how expensive bread is? I can't throw a whole loaf out.
DirecTV is buying Dish for $1.
Oh, Dish is only worth $1?
Yeah, DirecTV announced yesterday they're going to buy the rival Dish Network for just $1. The price is so low, they agreed on this $1 purchase because Dish said, well, you got to pick up our billions of dollars in debt when you purchase us.
Wow.
And they said, okay. So DirecTV said they're not going to make any changes anytime soon, but they now own Dish Network for $1.
Dish wow. used to be it.
Yeah.
Lots of people used to have Dish Network.
I think people still do. I just don't know what the deal is with billions of dollars in debt.
I haven't heard of anybody having them in a long time.
Well, now no one does because now they're DirecTV for $1.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving. Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's check out these trending stories. I got 2 minutes on the clock, and we're just going to run through some trending headlines. And by the time you get to work, you'll be like, I know everything that people are talking about. Hannah, either tell me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. Like a couple tried to sell their baby for beer.
Stop. Keep it moving. That is so terrible.
Oh, my God. The story is so funny. You don't want to hear all the details to it?
Nope.
No? All right. Sex marriage myth.
What is it?
There's a cliche that a man is married and he's frustrated with his sex life and is no longer interested and it's all upset. They say it's not true. Surveys surveyed both men and women and said, how happy are you with your sex life? And both men and women said they're very satisfied with their sex life.
Hmm, maybe it doesn't all go downhill.
Maybe they didn't survey Kevin and I.
No, exactly. Hello?
Survey the wrong guys.
Right.
<maybe. laughs> bizarre movie facts that sound fake but are 100% true.
What?
It Chapter 2 recorded 5,000 gallons of fake blood for Jessica Chastain's bathroom scene.
Whoa!
Megan Mullally hired a voice undisclosed character in Finding Nemo and was ultimately fired because they wanted her to use her Karen Walker voice for Will and Grace and she refused.
Oh!
Isn't that interesting?
Oh, wow.
Eli Roth was inspired to write Hostel after hearing the website in Thailand would pay people $10,000 and you get to shoot someone in the head.
So that's kind of psycho.
What? Yeah, so there was a website that existed, and that's what made him write the movie.
Wow.
Chris Farley was originally casted as Shrek. I've heard this before. Recorded 85% of the movie, and then he passed away.
Aww.
So then Mike Myers took over as Shrek and said, well, we need to rewrite this. I can't do the Chris Farley version. But Chris Farley was going to be Shrek and was almost done with the movie.
Aww.
Steven Spielberg refused to be paid for Schindler's List because he said he thought he'd be collecting blood money, so he made no money off Schindler's List. Yeah. TikTok Scream Chicken has a game as people squawking at their phones.
I've never heard of this.
Okay, so this is a new game that's going viral. It's called Scream Chicken. It's kind of like Super Mario Brothers, but instead of like hitting a button on your phone to jump, you have to squawk like a chicken to make it jump and move. And so people are literally squawking at their phone.
I'm not surprised. It's 2024.
Games are now more interactive. Timer's going off. Those are your trending
stories. Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.